Welcome to this new episode. I'm super excited today to have Mark Lack. He's one of the world's top experts on building and monetizing a personal brand. He has helped other entrepreneurs make hundreds of millions of dollars thanks to his coaching and strategies. I hope you will really enjoy all the little gems he shares in this podcast. Thank you for listening. And please subscribe if you like this podcast. Hi, and welcome to this new episode of Dreamers and Doers, where I interview people who follow their passion and use it to make the world better. I think that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
So, Mark, you are an expert in personal branding. I've had a look a bit at your programs. I'll be at a conference called Freedom Fest. Well, you'll be a speaker there and super excited about it. I've heard the best feedback about the work you've done with the Freedom Collective, for example. And as usual, I like to start my podcast with the guest story. So how did you get into personal branding, and what's a bit of background around you?
I'll kind of give the bullet points of my story. You can learn more on social media or on my website, shortenthegap.com. But my story, I like to start it off around like 14. I got into a hobby, paintball, and ended up from 14 to 18 becoming one of the best players in the world. I traveled 250,000 miles around the globe. I made $300,000 in cash prizes playing paintball while traveling the globe. Really cool experience, but I wanted more out of my life. So started searching online. I had a lot of, even though it sounds cool, obviously I'm giving the bullet points. I was terrible in school. I had terrible grades. I had low self-confidence. And so I was on the internet searching for ways to become successful, have more confidence, and things of that nature. That in high school, you know, we all go through different things. And so paintball was kind of like my outlet. I wanted to grow and improve. And so what I did was ran into Tony Robbins on a YouTube video by just searching. Things like, if you search for motivation and things like that long enough, you're going to come across Tony Robbins online. So watched Tony Robbins videos, got obsessed, totally shifted my mindset. And I just became addicted to learning, reading books. You can see I've got like one of my, if you're not watching this on video, I've got a bookshelf behind me with like 1,000 books on it that I've read all of. And this is just part of my collection of books. Hated reading in school, but love reading and learning now. And I wanted to make a bunch of money and live life on my terms and be financially free. I don't know anybody who doesn't want financial freedom and to live life on their terms. And so just like many people listening to this, I just wanted the things that most of us want: happiness, fulfillment, joy, freedom, hanging out with my friends, family, and not be a slave to a 9-to-5 job, barely making good money. So I ended up figuring out, you know, if I'm going to do that, I got to study guys who've already achieved it, guys and gals who've become successful. So luckily we all live with the internet nowadays. So I went on the internet and I started searching how can I get successful? And one of the things that kept coming up was, if you want to make money, you got to get into how money is made. And that's sales and marketing. Money is made through sales and marketing. And so, I mean, think about it. There's no exchange in money if there's not a sale, a transaction. And most of the time, sales and transactions happen at a high volume when there's lots of marketing involved. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to get really good at marketing. I'm going to get really good at sales. And on that journey, I came to realize that no matter how good at sales and marketing you get, if you're Oprah Winfrey or a famous person, you could be terrible at sales and marketing and you'll probably still sell millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars. Even if you have not the good marketing and sales, but you're famous. And that's where the personal branding thing kind of kicked in for me. Was I was like, okay, so if you're good at sales and if you're good at marketing and you're well-known, you don't have to be famous like a celebrity, but you should be famous within your industry. So if you want to be the number one chiropractor in San Diego, then everyone in San Diego who's a potential customer should know about you. And that's the point, is being famous to all your customers. I don't want to be famous when I go to a restaurant with my family and get stopped by strangers, but I do want every single person in my industry to know who I am. And so if you can become famous to your industry and have great sales and marketing, then you will dominate and you will be the authority in your industry. And so I see a lot of companies struggle with sales and struggle with marketing. And one of the big reasons is because they're not very known. So if you can get more known and build that trust with your community as the go-to person and be good at sales and marketing and have a good product and have good customer service, then you're really checking most of or all of the most critical things off the box to become wildly successful. And then focus on impact. And so for me, I'm at a point in my life and career where making millions of dollars, even tens of millions of dollars, has become a much more consistent theme in my life. And every business that I'm a part of makes millions. Some of them make tens of millions. And so now I'm at a stage in my life where I'm really focused on the impact that I can have. So I don't get involved with any businesses or products and services where I'm just not in alignment with how it's going to make an impact. And if it's not in alignment with my values and my purpose and why I'm here to really, create a legacy of impact to inspire others. So yeah, man, that's kind of my gist in a nutshell. I think if you want to have financial freedom and independence, don't try to do anything other than get really good at sales and marketing and build your personal brand once you figure out who you are. If you don't know yourself, then it's going to be hard to build a personal brand. But once you know yourself and what you stand for and your values and your purpose and your mission, but you just don't know sales and marketing, I find that I have some cool graphs people can find online for free. But you've got your business brand, your product brand, and your personal brand. And I think a lot of people focus so much on their business brand, but no one goes on social media for business brands. And they focus so much on their product brand. Like, what's the product I'm selling? Is it good? Did I get a good logo? Did I name it right? Did I buy the right URL, the right website URL? And all this stupid shit that doesn't really matter. People go on social media for personal brands to engage with people, not products, to engage with people, not businesses. And so you have to show up on social media where there's almost 3 billion people, almost half of the entire population of the planet, which means the majority of your customers are all on social media. And so social media is one of the best ways to build your personal brand through content marketing and as direct response marketing and paid advertising starts to cost more money on social media and Facebook ads change their algorithm and YouTube ads change their algorithm and so on and so forth. The inevitable. You have content marketing, which is your personal brand. And then you have direct response marketing, which means once you've seen my content, I can retarget you and show you advertisements. So if I know you're interested in weight loss and getting in good shape, then I, as a personal brand, would be producing content around weight loss and getting in shape, hundreds of videos. And then those would be all for free. And after you start watching hundreds of videos for free on weight loss and getting in shape, then eventually you will see advertisements from me saying, hey, since you've been following me and you see my content, I just want to let you know we're doing a promotion right now. We've got our exercise program, our get in shape program, our weight loss program, our supplements and trainings. And then people are going to be way more likely to buy from you once they already have a connection, once they already have some level of know, like, and trust for you and your personal brand. And then you're not going to have to get as caught up on, price and features and benefits. They don't really care. They trust you and anything you do, they're going to be much more likely to buy. So personal branding to me is the secret Trojan horse to becoming successful on social media. And we all have a personal brand. That's the thing most people don't fully get and grasp. You have a personal brand and it's simply how people are judging you and perceiving you and talking about you and what happens when I look you up on social media. That's your personal brand. Do you look like a schlup, a nobody, a dropout, a deadbeat? Do you have like zero social media presence and an old photo from 1975 that makes you look terrible? What happens when I search you online? If you're trying to get a job, if I search you online and nothing good comes up, that's not good. if I'm potentially going to hire mm-hmm. you as a coach or a consultant or buy a product from you or work with your business or be a manufacturer of yours or work with you in any capacity, or you want to be on my show or you want to speak at my event or you want to be a partner of mine or an affiliate of mine, I'm going to search you on the internet. And depending on what I see, I will determine how I choose to proceed or not proceed with you. And I just don't think enough people realize you already have a personal brand. It's already impacting you. You just might not be aware of it. No one's going to message you and say, yo, I didn't see anything about you on the internet. They're just not going to respond. Or your success, your opportunities, your experiences, your relationships, they're all being impacted by your personal brand. The difference is are you truly committed to actually taking it serious? Once you know you have a personal brand already, everybody listening right now already has a personal brand, but are you using it? Like, we all have a body. Some people are fat and overweight and out of shape. And as a result, their whole life is different because they're fat and overweight and out of shape. There's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that you might die earlier than others could if you were in shape. But the point I'm making is we all have a body, and mm-hmm. some of us use it to get an incredible physical shape, have amazing energy, be able to move better, feel better, experience more, have better opportunities that we wouldn't get simply because whether you like it or not, people are going to judge you if you're fat and overweight than if you're in great, phenomenal shape or just okay shape. And so we all have bodies, and how we use them totally alters our destiny. And we all have a personal brand, and how we use it all determines our destiny. And I've just come to realize that some people don't use their bodies in a way that helps control the life they say they want. People want to have more confidence. They want to have more money. They want to have more happiness. They want to have all these things. But then you look at how they use certain things in their life, their free time, they waste it watching television instead of learning and reading and networking. And so, you know, for me, it's just that I'm just a regular guy. I've just been on the journey of self-mastery and self-development and always looking internally and saying, where is there an area in my life I could make an improvement? And oftentimes it's every area of my life. You know, if I can just get 1% better in every area of my life, then I know in 5 or 10 years, I'm going to have a lot of progress in every single spot in my life. And I think most people get really obsessed with one area of their life, just money, and then they make all their money, but then they get divorced and they have no connection with their friends or family or children, or their health starts sliding. And so for me, I'm just on a journey of self-mastery, always trying to balance and have integration in all areas of my life. And one of the areas that obviously I'm most known for, because I've built my personal brand on social media as a business consultant and as somebody who helps other businesses, entrepreneurs, celebrities, I help them with their personal brands. I help them with their marketing and funnels and campaigns and sales processes so that they can reach more people, impact more lives with their products, their services, and ultimately make a lot more money. We've done hundreds of millions of dollars with our celebrity clients and our students inside of our programs. But again, the biggest takeaway here is find balance in your life. Don't just get obsessed with one thing only, because sometimes you'll let all the other things in your life drop. And then recognize that you already have a personal brand, and how you choose to use it or not use it could heavily, heavily impact your life. I mean, even billionaires like Steve Jobs of Apple was using his personal brand, Elon Musk with Tesla, and the list goes on and on and on.
So you talked about like having these interests, a lot of interests. And for me, for example, I'm quite the same. I'm interested in so many things. How do you find the balance with a personal brand between being narrow enough and niche enough that you can build something consistent around it and people can find you, versus being wide enough to cover your interest and the evolution of you as a person?
Perfect. Great question. So I like to call it like a T graph. So if you've ever seen a T graph, you've got a left side and a right side, because I know that this is auditorial for most people listening. So they can't visually see my hand gestures or anything, or any, if I were to show slides. So just imagine a simple T graph. You have a left side and a right side. The left side is broad content. It's content that's broad enough that almost everybody could relate to it and connect with it. Think of the cat video that everybody goes, oh, that's so cute or funny. And it's like, it goes viral. And that's why that's the joke, right? It's like, oh yeah, cat videos go viral or dog videos go viral. It's like, yeah, because everyone can relate to a funny or a cute cat video or dog video. And so broad content, although it does not have to be a cat video or dog video, that's an example. Okay. It's broad enough. It could be you talking about your passion for cars, but you're never going to sell some product on cars, but your passion is cars. Maybe your passion is travel. So you talk about travel and show photos of travel. Maybe your passion is God and you talk about God. Maybe.
And then you funnel them, right?
Yeah. And so on the left side, it's broad content. On the right side, it's niche content. So for me, my niche content is sales, marketing, and personal branding. If you see me talking about sales, marketing, or personal branding, I'm not saying those words all the time, but I might say, hey, you want to know how to have the confidence to be able to sell higher ticket items? That would be under sales. So I'm not saying personal branding, marketing, and you know, I'm just talking about all of the thousands of subjects under sales, under marketing, under personal branding. And if I'm talking about those long enough, loud enough, like everyone knows about it, I become the guy on personal branding, on marketing, and on sales, because that's what I'm eventually going to sell you: a product, a service, a mastermind, an event, a workshop, consulting, speaking, a book, something on that. Then I have broad content, because if no one's going on social media because in their head they're like, I really want to consume personal branding or social or sales or marketing content right now. Some are, but not everybody. And so because not everybody is, some people are going on social media for broad content, the cat video, the car video, the health video, the travel video. And because you're a personal brand, it's important that you make sure you understand people are, they're going to want to connect with you as a personal connection. And a personal connection is not just sales, marketing, and personal branding or whatever the thing is you sell. It's also going to be when I talk about that I got sick and almost died, people can connect with that a lot more. And then that creates a relationship. Like your best friend or your lover or your significant other or your family member is not the person you only talk business with. They're the person you tell your secrets to. They're the person you watch movies with, hang out with on the weekend, talk about your favorite food. And so with a personal brand, you want to make it seem like on the internet, you're scaling rapport, you're scaling trust, you're scaling personal connection. And you're doing it by taking those little moments of your life and sharing them on the internet, like with your children or your friends or your family or on the holidays or where you're traveling or what you ate or if you just got pissed off because something happened, you had a bad experience at a restaurant or someone in your family died and how that's making you feel and how you're navigating those emotions. And it has nothing to do with your business. It has everything to do with you as a personal connection and a personal brand. And so how you navigate it, to your question, is you find about a good balance of 50-50 where some of it's about what you offer. If you own a marketing agency, then you talk about marketing agency services and marketing. And then on the other side, you talk about your personal stuff that you're experiencing as a human being, because that's really the part that is what I actually call a personal brand. It has a personal element to it.
Yeah, so interesting. Thanks. And I had a question about, you said earlier that you need to know who you are first before you build a personal brand. And I'm a big fan of starting before you're ready. And I feel for me, starting a personal brand helped me really accelerate the process of what I stand for and my personal growth. Do you find that personal branding can also help the personal growth of the person while they're in the process, or more something you focus on after?
Of course. Yeah, because your personal brand is going to be, I think, to some level. Some people get famous and they're, in my opinion, a human being with, they're not fully developed. They're still like level 1.0 and they got famous. And so they're like uneducated. They're not a professional communicator, but they're on the spotlight. People are watching every move they make, listening to every word they say, but they're very uneducated. So they're stupid. They don't know how to communicate effectively. So they say things that they shouldn't be saying in the spotlight and not knowing the ramifications of the people listening and following and how that could have negative implications. And so I think there's some people who get famous and so their personal brand still is successful in that regard. But I think that most of the time your personal brand is in direct proportion to where you are as a human. So like as I read more books and I get smarter and I get more empathetic and I have more love and connection with people and I'm a better communicator. I learn about accounting. I learn about finance. I become a better businessman. As all of those things happen, I'm married and I eventually have children, I become a better husband, a better father, a better role model to the world that they can connect with. As that happens and as my journey unfolds and I grow, definitely my personal brand will grow with it because I believe because I'm growing, my personal brand's growing with it, my opportunities, my connections. So like, it's almost like if you're actually the best soccer player, you're going to eventually win. You know what I mean? Like Michael Jordan was not the best basketball player and he didn't get picked in high school. So he said, I'm going to become the best. And he became the best. And so if you think, oh, I'm going to become the best personal brand, then I'll work on my skills and myself. You're never going to become successful. Mm-hmm. And if you are that person who gets famous and you're a douchebag, you're going to lose it. People are going to fire you. You're going to get bad mouthed. You're going to get sued. You're going to get lawsuits. You're going to have something happen. You're going to blow your money. You're going to go bankrupt because you're a douchebag and you should have never been famous in the first place. And so if you're a good human being, you can sustain success and you can scale success. So for me, because I'm always focused on being a good human being and I'm always bettering myself, inevitably all my business connections are bigger the next year than the year before. All my business opportunities, my business income, my finances, everything is better and better every fucking year that it goes on. And so, yes, I believe that if you focus on yourself first, then the personal brand gets better. Because if you're introverted and self-conscious and you're not confident, you're not good at communicating, there's no way you're going to be good on stage. There's no way you're going to be good on camera. There's no way. The person I used to be 6 years ago when I started was not even close to who I am now. So my personal development and my personal growth has pretty much everything to do with why I'm financially successful nowadays. Mm.
But do you think you can reverse too and use that personal brand as a way to, like, for example, when someone asks me and they're like, I'm not sure what I stand for and I'm not that good public speaking, I would say, well, actually start your personal brand still, because that's how you're going to get good.
Yes.
If you do a 100%. Facebook Live every week, that's how you'll be good at public speaking. If you start saying, I stand for that, even though it sucks a bit at the beginning because you've never thought about it, at least you're starting this process and you make yourself accountable. So you accelerate. I know for me, I think it's a bit law of attraction-ish, you know, like I would kind of state who I want to be on social media almost. And then become that person I feel more quickly.
And that's exactly what I'm saying is, but you have to do the work. So I'm not saying
like a loop.
Be the speaker and say you're a speaker, but then you never do the work.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people do is they say, I'm a coach, pay me money. And they're a piece of shit who's never invested outside of one course. They don't even make any money. They don't even make six figures a year, let alone a month, a week, or per day. So they have no money and they're telling you they'll coach you on making money. They have nothing. Their whole life is in shambles most of the time. And their business is not even a fucking business. It's just some guy with a PayPal account taking your money and post some videos. And so that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying to go on the internet and say you're a personal brand and say you're this, but then you're not doing the work. And so that's the difference, right? Is I am agreeing with you. I am saying you should say, I'm going to become a speaker and I'm going to do it even though I'm terrible. And then I'm going to practice every single day and I'm going to eventually become the best. Most people, what you're saying, and I'll say it in a different way, because again, very unlikely has any conversation on personal branding happened that I haven't already heard. Or any question hasn't been asked that I haven't been asked. I've only done 1,600 interviews. So what it is most people wait for permission. Most people wait to be qualified. Most people wait to have someone say, it's okay, Alex, you can now do that. They wait until somebody's telling them. And so I don't think you should try to become the best
and then start basketball. I think you should say, I'm going to start basketball and then do everything possible. Like for me, 6 years ago, I was so bad on camera. I was so bad at communicating. I was so self-confident. I was nervous. I didn't know what I was doing and I did it anyways. But 6 years later, I'm a multimillionaire. I'm only 29. I'm in my million-dollar home in California. I married my dream girl. I travel the world first class. I get to invest in apartment buildings and own hundreds of apartment buildings. So like all of the things I've done is because I've put in the work. I've read, you know, the 1,000 books behind me here. I've got more in another room in my house. I've invested $500,000 in my growth. I'm in $100,000 masterminds that I've invested $100,000 to be in. So yeah, I mean, claim it, own it, stand for it, post it online, have everyone hold you accountable and be like, well, let's see if he does it. And then do the work. Because most people, I think they never attract, you were saying law of attraction, they never attract what they want because they never do the work. So I'm just saying, definitely start your journey. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait to be qualified. Don't wait until you've achieved something, some success, because you might wait until you're a millionaire. Doesn't mean shit. A millionaire is the new broke. Like you could have a couple million bucks. That doesn't mean shit. That's nothing. That's debt. You're broke. Like a couple million bucks is nothing nowadays. You need to have tens of millions of dollars to even be considered wealthy, in my opinion, because then you could spend a couple million bucks and it doesn't even mean anything to you. Like, you know what I mean? But if you only have a couple million, like you're, you know, that's all you got. But if you have tens of millions of dollars, you're just getting on the playing field to wealthy, in my definition of wealth. Meaning you could live for 50 years and spend $1 million a year and live off the interest and like have no worries at all. So there's different definitions of success. For me though, I'm playing at a very high level and I'm always leveling up higher, and I'm in a $100,000 mastermind where most of the guys in the group already have 50 million to 200 million in their bank. And so, yeah, dude, I mean, it's just, it's a fun game. I think most people in life are waiting for permission. They're waiting for external factors like their mommy and their daddy to tell them we're proud of you. They're waiting for their friends to support them, or they're waiting for, you know, someone to certify them. I'll pay $5,000 to get a certification that I'm a coach. That doesn't mean shit. That means someone marketed their service so that you could pay them $5,000 and then they gave you a certification. And now you feel, because now you're certified from someone who made up a certification, that now you're good enough to be a coach. Doesn't mean you're a good coach. It doesn't mean you're certified. It doesn't mean anybody should pay you. And I just see all these people waiting for like that pat on the back. Go and fucking get it. Go get yours. Go put in the work and just get better than everybody out there. Like that's where my confidence comes from. People are like, how do you get confident? Because I used to not be confident. It comes from actually getting results. Like you can't fake it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You just, like, if you follow my personal brand, you just see like all of my life and my business and everything starts to evolve and change. The people I'm around, my life, my house, everything I do just levels up because I'm living it. And I think so many people online, on social media is a dangerous place for weak-minded people. And there's a lot of weak-minded people on there. And what I mean is there's people who only post the best parts of their life. And so everyone thinks I need to fake it on social media. I need to go and like rent this house and rent this car. And then people will tell me I'm successful. And then it creates this false feedback loop that you're successful. It just, I don't know. I feel like I went on a tangent, but it was an important one to make. That's like, don't wait to get permission. Don't wait to be qualified. Don't wait to be certified. Start now, but do the work every single day, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 hours a day, because that's where results will happen for you, for anyone you're trying to work with. And eventually you'll build that momentum. Eventually you'll build the real confidence. And through the confidence and the results, it becomes this snowball feedback loop. The more money I make, the more results I get for other people, the more inner work I do, the more experience I have, the more confidence I have. And you start to build this momentum that just becomes unstoppable. Most people in their life and in their business never build momentum.
Well, thank you. I have a million more questions for you, but we're run out of time. Just in 2 minutes quickly before we wrap it up, can you tell us, well, first, what's the impact you want to have in the world? Maybe where you see this impact go in like 10 years, and also how we can follow you or get to know more about your work.
Yeah, so the impact I want to have is really simple. I want to make sure that
anyone who knew me, follow me on social media. Basically, I wanted to summarize that I inspire other people to just live life to their fullest the way they want. Don't most people in life never, when they get down their deathbed, and I was on my deathbed last year, I almost died from a super rare blood disease that almost killed me. I was in the hospital for a long time. It wiped me out for 2 months, and one out of every four people who get it die. So I had a 25% chance of dying. And it's a super rare blood disease called sepsis. It's an infection in your blood. And it almost killed me last year. And so I was on my deathbed, dying. And it was insane. And it gave me some perspective. And the perspective was that nothing matters except for the people in your life that love you and support you and your health so that you can be there and actually live and experience. Cause I was living, but I was in bed dying in the hospital. And so that's not living. Being healthy is living. And I think most people take their health for granted. So the impact I want to have is I want to be an example of what living life to the fullest and on your terms could look like. Don't be in a 9-to-5 job if you're not happy. Don't be with someone if you're not happy. Don't eat foods that don't make you feel good and eventually create this snowball effect where in a couple of years you're fat and overweight and you've given up. Like, I want to inspire people to get in shape. I want to inspire people to live life on their terms. I want to inspire people to get out of the toxic relationships and into new ones. I want to inspire people to get out of the job they hate where they're not making enough money and they're bored and unfulfilled and have no purpose and get into something where they have congruency and alignment with who they could be and who they want to be and the life they want to live. I just want to inspire people to live life on their terms. So like, I'm doing everything I can to do that, to live it, to walk it, to talk it, to experience it. So that at the very least, if you're around me, if you get the opportunity to be around me in any capacity, you're going to be like, shit, I need to level up. I need to get in better shape. I need to be a smarter human being. I need to be more loving and connection and stop judging and stop being a dick and like be a nice human. Like, I want to inspire people to just like be the best version of themselves. There is no perfect. There is like, people are still going to hate you and not like you because you can't make 8 billion people happy. It's impossible. And that's something right there. It's like, who cares what people think about you? I want to inspire people to have more fun and to care less about what others think about them. So for me, that's my biggest thing. It doesn't have to do with business, or I don't want to be like the business maverick who changed the world. Like, I don't care. Like, I will do that already. But I think the biggest thing is I want to lead by example. I want to show people what's possible, and I want to live my life to the fullest and inspire you to do the same so that you can live life on your terms and be like, wow, because of that dude, I did this change in my life and I went all in. Someone did that for me. It was Tony Robbins. He at least started that for me. I don't necessarily know that he's doing that in all areas, but I'm just saying, like, he was that first person. There's been lots of people who've had that little push, that little push, that little push, and it's helped me get to where I'm at. So that's what I want to inspire people to do, the impact I want to have. Yes, I'm going to donate probably tens of millions or $100 million or more in my career and help build schools and water wells. And I want to build lots of education centers and schools for underprivileged people who don't get access to education, because I believe that education changes the world. Mm. So I want to build lots of education and I want to disrupt the education space, which I'm already doing in my own little way right now by selling tens of millions of dollars in education programs. And then if people, you know, want to follow my journey and get interviews and courses and content that I drop all the time on social media, short form, long form, follow me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm always dropping free value. I've probably got about 5,000 to 10,000 videos on the internet for free that you can just watch, consume. And so if you want to follow me, you can go to shortenthegap.com where all my social media plugins are, or you can just reach out to Mark Lack, which is my name, obviously, on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and obviously I'll pop up at the top. And on most of the platforms, I'm verified, so you'll know that it's me.
Poo. Wow. Thanks for sharing that, Mark. That was
You're welcome.
Straight from the heart. And you talked about pumping up the people who are around you, and I'm definitely pumped after that speech. Good. For sure. So thank you.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me on.
And I really like how you cut through the bullshit and go, you know, it's just truth. It makes me think a little bit of the way Gary Vee communicates. I don't know if it's an influence, but like no bullshit, just telling
that's
the
just
truth.
That's just what I found is when you hang out around people who are living the life that they want and they're achieving the goals they want and they're taking the action they say they are and they're in total congruency and alignment with who they know they are and they're achieving success because they're doing everything I just said. You just don't give a shit what other people think and you're just going to be yourself. That doesn't mean that you have to talk a certain way, look a certain way, or be a certain way. Everyone's different. This is just me being me and my full authentic self. And so I think Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, those are all guys that I obviously know and I'm friends with some of them. And what happens when you hang out around people who are living congruent to who they know they are and not trying to be a certain way or fake it or pretend or whatever. People are usually inspired by that and they're connected to that. And that's why those guys have a lot of following that they get to influence and impact because they're just being themselves. So I recommend more people who are listening to this, just be your authentic self. Stop caring what other people think, because when you're just your authentic self, you actually attract the people into your lives who should be there and who are on the same level as you and who are vibing the same way that you are. And you start to find your true community and your true friends and your true potential business partners and things of that nature and your true clients. And if people don't vibe with it, then fuck it.
Thank you so much, Mark, for taking some of your precious time to share this with me and our listeners. Thank you to the listeners also. And I'm sure listening to this, you're as blown away at pub. So thank you, Mark, and everyone.